I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted you to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly By Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
There, now I'm working. God, I hate NeoSound. Tried to record something off of V for Vendetta, which I downloaded a few days ago. And because I was trying to record something off of there as an MP3, I had to use POS NeoSound, and you need to determine which thing your sound is coming from, microphone, stereo, phone line, whatever. And I hadn't turned it from stereo mix back to microphone, so of course I start talking here and it doesn't get anything. Don't you just love it when things work right? I know my clock is off because it says 12:01 here and I'm still not in the room yet, or it's still not showing that I'm in there or that I'm playing, which is fine because it really cut Flash in the Pan off way too early. I mean, there are about 11 songs that played. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, playing song number 10. Or song number 9. Risers, next on Mediaphilia. And the FBC request little promo were in there too, so I don't know what's going on. I think after this Wednesday, I think I'm just dropping Flash in the Pan because that thing just seems to be more trouble than it's worth. I'll keep the archive up, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put much more into that because there's no point. It never plays. I mean, that script is just so fucked up that it refuses to behave. So we'll ditch that part. Anyway, since it says I am now live, this is Raving Rendell with Rendell's Ravings. Really stupid title, yes, I know, but hey, it works. You know, it distinguishes me from the rest of the ranters on the net, which I guess is a good thing. Let's get the bullshit out of the way. We've got Thought of the Day here.
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think.
Today's Thought of the Day comes from Confucius. And I'm pretty certain I'm murdering that enunciation, but hey, I doubt he cares, okay? Without feelings of respect, what is there to distinguish men from beasts? You know, that's a good question. Sad to say, most furries probably can't even answer that one. well. And yes, it is back. So here we go. Yes, the Bozo Criminal for today is back. It moved back to electricferret.com, which is also home to the Role Player Mortuary, which I do recommend. It is some fabulous reading. Some of how people get killed in that thing, it's just strange. Anyway, thanks to Bozo Newshawk, Phyllis Scheifler, for sending in today's report. From Avon, Ohio, comes the story of Bozo's Mark Harper and Robert Lynch, who robbed a jewelry store, taking several items. Our Bozos may have gotten away with their crime, except for one small thing. As they were driving home, they began going through their loot, saving valuable stuff and throwing jewelry boxes and other assorted items out the car window. Police received several calls about a vehicle driving erratically and tossing items on the highway. Our Bozos were stopped by the cops and charged with armed robbery and littering. You know, that's just one of those things. You see it sometimes. It looks cute on movies, but don't do it. You know, these are the same people who you honestly hope they think that somebody shooting themselves in the head and living looks really cool and that they just have to try it because they will very quickly remove themselves from being contributors of the gene pool. I don't get people like that. And I've said before, I think part of why I don't get things like that is I've seen what prison. I've seen what jails are like and what prisons are like through my dad, and hearing his stories, I can't imagine anybody wanting to go there. You know, apparently some people do. I don't know if this is a folk tale or whatnot, but one of the stories I remember hearing, I felt sorry for the guy. A guy, what the fuck are you doing, Kat? If you get back there, you'll never get out. Speaking of stupid, thank God he has been clipped. We don't need idiot kittens. I hope you fall back there. We've got a huge wooden futon, and it's up against the wall as far as it can go, and still have room to unfold if it needs to. And he is sticking his head back there. Yes, I'm talking about you. He's sitting there looking at me like, oh, I didn't do nothing. Now go chase the light. Yo, stupid, light, chase it. Be more intelligent than what you were trying to do. Just stick something way too big in an opening way too small. Anyway, there was a guy who apparently in the 70s, 60s or 70s got arrested for armed robbery, got like 20 years in jail, and he got so comfortable there that when he did his time, he couldn't handle the outside world, so he committed armed robbery again. And was put in jail for another 20 years. So, I don't know if that's a folktale or whatnot. I'm sure somebody's heard of that little anecdote before, so hopefully you can either tell me I'm full of shit or, you know, say, oh yeah, I heard about that. In fact, I know who that was, and here's their address, and, you know, stuff like that. Yes, I lag a little bit. For some odd reason, my processor's just not behaving. So, I still haven't gotten any mail from you yahoos either. I don't know what's up with you guys, but maybe I'm just not talking about anything you want to hear about, in which case, fuck you and send me topics then. You know, I can't talk about what you're interested in if I don't know what you're interested in. It doesn't really work that way. So, while I'm insulting people, let's do the roll call. Rizzler, J, Yifbot, FBC player, Siri is away. Dari, J's double is here. Me and Taurus, who's not at work. Amazing. Anyway, check my lack of mail here. So, probably just still getting spam. I joined a safe list on the Rendell's Ravings name just so I can keep it active. I never read any of it. It's just ads. So I just go through like I'm doing now because there is nothing here and just click, 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 delete. It's all I have to do. And I'm fairly certain that Podomatic didn't have anything. At least it didn't last I checked. I don't know. We will find out, I guess, won't we? If Podomatic ever connects. Come on. We've had a lot of problems with Verizon lately. I don't know what's going on, but Verizon is just totally fucking themselves over. I wasn't even sure if I'd have an internet connection to do this, so. Which I'm sure a lot of people, whoops, there goes Jay's double. So I hope we didn't get him in trouble. C was at class, so. I don't know, he might have, maybe the bugle sound was too loud and it made him do something stupid, and then he got caught by his teacher or something. So, it's possible. You never know. Last day to register to vote. Thank you, Taurus. I did not know that. I don't know what good voting is going to do this time. Does anybody else know? Rio! Hey there, Rio. I registered last week and I'm off to check out the local Democratic headquarters. Have fun. The Democrats here are pussies, so I'm sorry, they are. The Democrats here, and I think this goes for most Democrats, at least the ones I've heard of, all seem to think that the only thing you need to do to change anything is stand with a cardboard sign and wave at traffic. Oh? Not last I checked. You need to, you know, actually get active. Getting active doesn't mean standing and waving on a street corner. You know, that's... I don't get that. I really don't. And Stars just went away. You know, I wouldn't put it past him to have just gotten up now, and he's going to the Democratic headquarters. One more time, for those of you who don't get it. We do not care if you're away, if you're busy, if you're at school, if you're at work, if you're fucking your dog. We want you to leave if you are going to be gone, okay? It makes no sense. I'll admit, I just did it today. I broke my own rule because I had housework to do. And I didn't want to log out and log back in and end up running into the fact that, thanks to Verizon, I can't get on IRC now. So. But, honestly, I mean, I come in usually about 11 o'clock because that's when Flash in the Pan is. So I sit in there, and that way if people comment on it, I know it. And like I said, I think I'm just dropping Flash in the Pan after tomorrow because this is like the fourth or fifth time that it hasn't played for the full hour. So I don't see the point in it. You know, I'll do something weird tomorrow because Friday I'm leaving anyway. So I won't be able to do one Sunday. I'll be on the train. Or no, I'll be in Winona. Most likely. Probably in between. Where is my little thing? Yes, for the 454th time, I am going to Minnesota. So if there are any Minnesotan furs that listen to this, I will be in Rochester from the 15th to the 29th, visiting my folks and visiting some friends, and we'll probably go to Montevideo for a day or two, or go up and visit the Mall of America. I always want to do that at least once. I know it doesn't really ever change, but it's so much fun just to snoop through. I know from my sister and my mom and my dad that it's old news because they live next to it. I mean, Rochester is an hour away. You know, you want to go to the Mall of America? Okay, let's go. Hop in. An hour later, you're there. You can hop into your car at 7 in the morning, be there by 8, and leave at 6, you know, leave at 7:30 and be home by bedtime. So, which I'd love to do someday. I'd love to get there when they open and leave when they close. That'd be so fucking awesome. I'm not even sure when they close because they got a couple of bars there. Up on the fourth floor, they have a couple of bars. And they've got movie Cineplex there. So, I don't know, you know, it depends on what time the Cineplex would close, I would assume, because the one over here, I mean, they got shows running until early morning sometimes. They'll have like a 9 p.m. show, and there are even a couple of times they'll have an 11:30 p.m. show, so if the movie's popular enough. I don't think they've got any of those right now. Sorry about the knuckle cracking. I ended up doing housework today, taking out the garbage and scrubbing the floors, and I am sore because I don't pussy out. I don't use a mop. Okay, mops are all nice and, you know, whatnot, but half the time they don't do any good. You gotta really lean down on them to get anything up, because most of them now just have like a little Brillo side you flip over and you try to grind it into the floor. I've never found one that works. And then they always, for some dumbass reason, put plastic on either end, about quarter of an inch of plastic on either end of the mop sponge, so that you can't get to the cracks underneath your underneath your cupboards. You have to get down on the floor and scrub that. So I just figured, what the fuck? I'll grab my scrubbing thing, and I'll get on my hands and knees and scrub the floor. So, you know, it doesn't bug me. It does, but I'd rather have it done that way and do it right and have it looking good than just go over it with a mop and have it look so-so. You know, if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to do it well. So let's try and do that's another reason I'm dropping Flash in the pan. I just can't get into it. I've given myself this next one will be the 20th episode. And I just really don't find myself caring about it. I honestly thought it would be fun, and for a couple of weeks it was. But it's lost its luster. You know, it's just, every night, you know, I'll still go down and hunt down MySpace people and whatnot, but I don't see the point in it. It doesn't get listened to, because half the time the script cuts it off. And when it does get listened to, I mean, it's just like the ravings. Here, I don't get feedback on it. I don't hear anything. So, yes, I'm being a whiny emo artist. Okay, fuck you. I went off on this tangent last Tuesday, too, when I had my encoder fuck up. And according to this, a few people have downloaded that. How many people? I did go pro in Podomatic, in case you didn't know, and that is fucking sweet. Because I can now check out where people are downloading from. Which, I'll be honest, if you want details, don't upgrade, because you won't get them. All it gives you is a Yahoo map, a topographical map of the world, and it puts up little flags. Now, the world is a big fucking place, so these flags, I mean, I can't even see most of the U.S., and it isn't that I have a pantload of people downloading. It's just that these flags are so big, and you mouse over them, and it doesn't tell you anything. At least it doesn't on mine. I wish there was an option for that, where you could toggle that, because I'd toggle it to where I don't have a map. I'd just have it broken down by country. Or if in the U.S., have it broken down by state, because that would be informative. If I have a lot of people in the Midwest, used to live there, I could talk about some things. If I had a lot of people on the East Coast, you know, I could learn about that and talk about things they might enjoy, or, you know, the West Coast here. I just don't, you know, I'm trying to find ways to get you guys more active in it, and I'm not saying I want you to write in, you know, 50 letters every week and force me to read all those on the air. That ain't it. I just need some more input, you know. And this is a problem I'm seeing with a lot of the FBCs. Most of us DJs on here don't hear anything from you. You know, you sit there and you say, oh, yeah, Furry Network. Oh, this is cool. Yay, whoop-de-doo. Entertain us. Huh? Okay, fine. How do you want me to entertain you? Oh, I don't know. Just throw anything out, and if I like it, fine. If not, okay, I just won't tell you, and I just won't listen. Well, gee, Homer, thank you. You know, you couldn't have been any more vague if you tried. But does anybody else see that? I mean, you know, fuck all the fans out there for now, because apparently they won't write to me anyway. At fellow DJs on the FBC, this is Jay, this is Razor, this is Taurus, of anybody who does a show on the FBC, how much feedback do you get? You know, Jay just had his last episode of Brain Stew, episode 50, even though I tried to nudge him and say, well, look, if you're trying to go for seasons, do two more, and you'll have your fourth season. You won't have to worry about it. I don't think he's going to do that, though. And I'll admit, I didn't send anything in for it. He asked, and I just didn't have the time. But how many people, A, care, because most of the shoutbox stuff I see is not from really anybody other than the DJs. B, sent something in, but just sent in, you know, oh, we'll miss you, what's replacing it? How many people even know it's gone? If I were to disappear now, I mean completely disappear, that would leave a whole 6 programs where I used to be. 4 for Slash Napan, 2 live and 2 replayed, and 2 for Rendos Ravings. 1 live, 1 replayed. How many people would even know that I had gone? Yeah, I'm looking at the map now, and it's a pretty worthless map. 15 downloads from somebody, and I'm assuming that's somebody who hit the archive. 2 from me, because I'm testing the links. 1 in, apparently, the middle of the Pacific Ocean. 1 down around Florida. And 1 over in the Midwest. Over, I'm guessing, around the Dakotas. But... Or is that 17 downloads? Okay. The problem is it only lists those that are downloaded from your podcast page. I've got my whole archive on there now, and it doesn't count those. If it isn't posted on your podcast page, it doesn't count them. So, let's see, map. Okay, that didn't do any good. Satellite is the same thing as that. So I'll go map. It looks slightly easier. I'm guessing the one little one is Hawaii, which explains why I only have 1 download from there. I probably scared them. But it looks like a good majority of them are in the Midwest. Anyway... I don't know. You know, I see where... I think part of my problem was listening to 2 cents and assuming that there was still a crowd for that. Even though I've listened to Brain Stews and I know how hard it is for Jay to get any kind of reaction, I figured, okay... He's being too tame, he's being too political, he's being too this or whatever. I'll just go on and I'll just rant, which is what 2 used to do, and maybe that way we'll wake people up. Well, that obviously isn't working either. And yes, I will admit, it was fairly stupid of me to think that I could do what, you know, that I could step in easily and do something that 2's been doing for probably a dozen years now. So, but hey... I'm a guy. Okay, we're not known for our intelligence, or at least not in that area. But yeah, I mean, how many... I played a song on Sunday, and I may play it this time too. It's a cute song, but I think it really, really shows a problem. It's called You Don't Need an iPod. And it's just, it's a stupid little song, probably, or most of you will think so. I honestly don't. I think it's very helpful. The gist of it is that people don't seem to know what the much about the term podcast. They still think podcast, because of the pod part, you need an iPod to listen to it. You know, you can't listen to it any other way. And what was funny is I was sitting there chuckling about it, and Maylinda asked me what I was laughing at. And I said, well, this thing, because this person is stupid enough to think that you need an iPod to listen to a podcast. And what scared me is she got pissy, because she thought the same thing. I don't get it. How the fuck does she think I'm listening to podcasts? I sure as hell don't have an iPod. And I asked her that. I said, well, how do you think I'm listening to him? She said, Sam. I honestly didn't know you could listen to anything in Sam, and by the looks, and you can't. You can't open anything in Sam. You can download it and then play it through Sam, but if you download it, Sam only reads MP3s. So, or WAV files, you know, very standard sound files, so... If you can listen to it on Sam, you can listen to it on anything. You know, so I don't get why she was so surprised by that when she knows I listen to podcasts. I just don't, you know, I just don't download them all. Some I listen to on Podomatic, Some I listen to on Podomatic. Some I listen to on Winamp. Some on even just Windows Media Player. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't get why people think that it should be so difficult. But, you know, I guess it is. Another thing I don't get is why, and this is going back to the point, why people assume when they don't comment and they don't, you know, chat with or let people know what they think, why when things disappear they're all of a sudden so surprised? You didn't comment. You didn't let us know anything. You didn't let us know yay or nay. You know, we threw our thing out. I've thrown Podomatic Podmail out. I've thrown Yahoo Podmail out. I've let you know where my Quick Connects little form feeder is. I mean, I've got three ways for you guys to contact me. The only person who's done four ways, actually, because you can contact me through the FBC website, through private message. And the only person who's done so, other than Jay, for letting me know stuff about the FBC or the Top 40 or whatnot, the only other person to do it is Tornado Creator, who was probably my one in England. But you're starting to see the point, I hope. If you want the FBC to keep on going, yes, money is nice. Yes, if you want to buy stuff, go for it. You honestly want to know the best way to keep us on the air and keep us caring? Let us know. Is that so hard? Case in point, I'm looking at the FBC website right now. The shout box, the most recent post is Tornado Creator, letting people know, yeah, basically the same thing I'm just telling you. People send emails for Bunny Suicide. I didn't get any for the last show. You want to know when the next post was? From Tornado Creator again. Let's see. The 28th of September. So, 29th, 30th, 30, no. 29th, 30th. For 8 days. That shout box stayed empty. And that's, you know, that's just kind of sad. Yes, I'm talking to the fans here. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm not very good at sending in feedback myself. But 9 times out of 10, the whole reason that I'm not doing it is because I've got other things to do. I'm working for the FBC now. I do 3 shows a week. I'm also hunting down music for artists when I'm doing 1 show, which means I'm uploading those. I'm also helping Jay keep up with the Top 40. So, you know, excuse me if I say I've got a little bit of an excuse because I do enough for the FBC already. You know, I'll listen to the shows, and usually if I'm listening to a show, I'll be in the chat room. And usually, if the show is on, the person whose show it is in the chat room. So I just talk to them directly. I don't even see most of you guys. Majora was a good fan because he was in the chat room and he would talk to me. He would interact. Taurus is a good one too. He is in the chat room a lot. A lot. He almost never leaves. If he ever leaves, I'm not even sure if he does. But he comes in and he keeps tabs. He keeps talking. Yeah, the last mail that I got was from Tornado Creator. And it was on September 4th. So, you know, hey, you guys know how to get in touch with me. If you don't, I will say it very slowly, because apparently you are on the special bus. Rendell's Ravings at either yahoo.com or podomatic.com. Matt, MattUlmen dot quickconnects, QUI, and hold on so I can get this completely right, QUIKONNEX.com is a little form that you can send out, and I'll get it the moment you hit send, or go into the FBC, get into the forum, and send me a private message. Just send it to Raving Rendell. You know, is this so hard, people? I've just given you four ways that you can get in touch with me. So, I already know what I'm naming this one. Guidelines for the fans. Because the fans apparently need it. Or better yet, how to act like a true fan. And it's easy, you know. All you gotta do is, even if it's just once a month, say, hey, I think you're doing a good job, or say, hey, I think you could work on this. I don't care if it's positive or negative, okay? I've never cared. You want to know what one of the best comments I ever got on anything was? It was on a story. It's up on YifStar, I think. And it was strictly them saying that the story was very disturbing. Well, good, because it was supposed to be. It was a story that was, it was an erotic story set up as a group rape scene, basically. So yes, this was supposed to be disturbing. Thank you. It means I accomplished what I wanted to. So I forced people to take a look at something that was rather ugly. Whether they found it arousing, I don't know. There's part of me that certainly doesn't hope so. But there's another part of me, which is the part that wrote it, that found it arousing in the first place. So, you know, I'm not here to judge the fans. I'm here to tell the fans what we need from them. Money is nice. I'm not going to say it isn't, you know. If money wasn't important, I wouldn't have put a donation button on podcast.com. And yes, I did. I don't see the point in not having it up there. If you like this and you want to send me a buck or two, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not that proud. And a lot of people will probably turn this off saying, well, he's just fishing for money. No. Like I said, I honestly don't care. You want to donate something to me? Go right ahead. I'm trying to find out a way to make a logo or a banner for myself of some kind that I can put on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt or even a hat. I've worked with Cafe Press before, and yes, I know a lot of people are groaning at Cafe Press because they do suck. Okay, I'll be the first to admit it. I've been working with them for years because of my dad's website, EagleEntertainmentUSA.com. If you want to go over there, go right ahead. I'm trying to think of what even one of our websites is, because I know we've got a couple of stores over there. I'm going to cut my nail. Ah, fuck. Ah, shit, that hurt much more than it should have. I lost my poor nail. I can't draw blood anymore. Sucks to be me. There. Could still draw blood with probably a couple of them, though. But look at it this way, fans. And yes, I know I have at least one fan, So I'm hoping I have at least one fan. If not, this is kind of redundant. I may have to put it up in a blog post, too. Say, okay, quick rundown of what I'm going to be saying here. I'll probably just post that little part of it in the podcast notes. So, but just, you know, a lot of people, I guess, you know, and I'll, like I said, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not good at sending back feedback either. But I think a lot of people really need to slap themselves when they ask why Show X, which was doing so well, got pulled off the air. Well, most likely because there was no response to it. If a show doesn't get a response, the show doesn't stay. That's how marketing works. If the product or if the message isn't working, you change the product or message, or you dump it all together. So, I mean, that's, I don't care how much of an idiot you are in marketing or anything like that. That's just the basic law of supply and demand. You've got a supply, but is there a demand for it? Well, if people just sit and point and whisper and say, oh, that looks so good, but, you know, I just don't know if I'll buy it. If enough people say that, it doesn't matter if a whole planet likes it. If nobody buys it, they're going to disappear. They're going to call it a failed product. And, of course, then about a day later, everybody who was sitting on their fat-ass wallets will say, but I liked that. Well, then you should have bought one. Duh. How hard is this? You know, do people even think about this shit, or am I just the only schmuck who seems to have too much time to do it? Because I would sincerely hope that somebody does. You know, I would hope that this is bugging somebody enough that, you know, even if it's just another show host, I hope this bugs somebody enough that they will take this topic and they'll go along and they'll touch up more on it, because I think a lot of people need to hear it. I think it just makes sense for a lot of people to talk about this, especially considering we're a fledgling little radio station yet, okay? Right now, when Rendell's Ravings came on the air, there were four people. Four people. Now, if you don't think that's small potatoes, go to shoutcast.com, go to Live365, you know, go to your whatever of choice, and look up, and just land on the front page, and look at the amount of people listening to anything on the front page. It's usually in the thousands, okay? To get to a point where you're listening to, like, oh, maybe four people, you have to go through about, if we're talking the main page, probably about 150 pages before you'll even see something in the single digits. So we are on the far end of the totem pole there. So I don't know. Maybe that is just something that you guys think is just okay, you know? Oh, well, Jay knows that we like the FBC, and, you know, Taurus knows that we love his show, and everybody knows everything, and, you know, we'll just sit here and be good little quiet fans. Fine by me. Don't argue with me when I go bye-bye, then. I've been putting up with the shit of little to no feedback for 11 years, if not longer. And I'll be the first to admit, I am not somebody who really is all that much in favor of, how do I put this? really not all that much in favor of whoring out products. Yes, I go on traffic exchanges and promote website links. Yes, sometimes I'll even make a page, a custom page for that product to put before people. But I don't spam them with it. I put it out there, the message is there, it is up to them to decide if they want to do anything else. I almost never pressure people. I don't like it. I don't like it when people do it to me. And in fact, it's because of that weakness, or at least most people would consider it one, that I am in such shitty financial shape when it comes to working with businesses online. Because one of the first people I ever talked to on the phone from a business I'm working in, said the first words out of her mouth were, "Now that I've talked to you, I suppose you want me to upgrade." Upgrading at this point would have cost about $113. You can imagine how quickly I backpedaled. I didn't want her to. I just wanted her to say hi and answer any questions she had so that she didn't stumble around blindly, because I know it's a good system. I know it can work if you have somebody there to help you. And because of that conversation, I haven't really picked up the phone again. I've called a couple of people I had called before then. But I don't call anybody now, because I'm just petrified that they're going to think, oh, well, okay, a telemarketer part. And, you know, and this goes out to Rob Gehring in particular. For those of you who think, well, they signed up, they gave you their number, therefore they aren't going to treat you like a telemarketer, let me know what drug you're on, okay? People still treat you like shit when you call. I know. I've had it happen, and I don't like it. And I know people don't like it when they're calling me up and I've signed up for something and I treat them like shit. And usually it's just because they have no fucking clue what time to call. So they call at the stupidest times. So I don't get it. You know, why the... You know, I'm really starting to wonder how people like to Jacoby J. Austin Wolfclaw, how people who have gotten so entrenched, Auburn, how people who've gotten so entrenched or so, how do I want to say this? This is the point in the show when I start coming up with a brilliant idea and can't figure out the words to put it before you. How they got their presence so established, especially considering probably most of them get the normal amount of feedback, i.e., you know, 0 to maybe, if they're lucky, 20 a week. And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, 20 a week, that's a lot of feedback. That's barely 3 a day, okay? That's 1 every 8 hours. That's not much, okay? That is really not all that much. Am I whining? Maybe. You know, I'll leave that up to you guys. And you may have a while to think about it, because, like I said, on Friday I leave for Minnesota. I'm going to be in Minnesota from the 3rd. I'm going to leave here the 13th. I'm going to come back the 30th. Or the 31st. I'll come back in time to do my Halloween show, which I have no clue what the fuck I'm going to do. Anyway, I will try to do a show from Minnesota. I make no promises, but I am going to try and do a show from Minnesota. Or at least one, if not 2 ravings from Minnesota. It depends on what we're doing. I mean, if we decide on Tuesday that we're going to go up to Montevideo, I'm not going to hang around Minnesota until, oh, let's see, 2 p.m. and then do my show, upload it, which is going to take for fucking ever because my parents are on dial-up, upload it, and, you know, get all that settled around when all I really need to do is just walk out the door. I may just tell Jay, look, tomorrow, i.e. Wednesday, I'll do my little thing for Flash in the Pan, but then I'm just going to take off. You know, you do a best of, pick one and run it, or just set the thing to pick one and run it. So, because I don't want to do 4 or 5 in advance. I was honestly thinking about it for quite a while, of making a backlog of ravings. But the way this works is that I basically sign on and I start talking. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I may start at point A and end up at point D and have traversed B and C completely. You know, or I might have just ignored them. I may have just gone from having 2 or 3 sentences on A to, oh, by the way, and then go off on D and never touch A again. So doing these on the fly, Land O'Lakes. What about Land O'Lakes, Stairs? So doing this on the fly is really how I prefer to do it because that's how I'm used to. I don't script it. I basically talk about whatever is the first thing that comes into my head. If I run that point out, which sometimes I do, I go on to point B. You can't really do a backlog on stuff like that because what if the thing that I'm going to start talking about is, well, here. Okay, quick topic. What if I were to think that today would be a really good day to do, since it's the first Tuesday I've had since it happened, to talk about North Korea? How many people, number one, would even listen to that? I mean, yeah, North Korea. Little fat guy who loves porn movies just set off a nuclear bomb underground, which I still don't know how the hell they can do that. It's like, you're talking underground. Now, a bomb, I've seen the mushroom cloud that that thing can make. If you're detonating it that powerfully, what are you doing, tossing this thing down a 5-mile mine shaft, and when it's halfway down, just pushing the button? How do they explode something that potent underground and not blow half of their country off? So, you know, I could go off on an hour probably for that, but what would be the point? Because by the time that would air, which would be next week, I mean, I doubt many people even know or care about the North Korean supposed successful nuclear test or not. But how many people are going to, you know, take that 2 or 3, and how many are going to know or care unless they literally nuke Japan off the map? How many are going to know or care in a week? So I can't really do a daily topic thing or a current topic thing because that current topic might not be something anybody even remembers by the time the show airs. So it's... Oh, just got back and heard you talking about Minnesota. Yes, the land of 10,000 lakes, supposedly, although I have a shirt that says it's actually the land of over 15,000 lakes. So, that's really fun. But yeah, you know, that's just my thoughts on it. You know, I've told you guys ad nauseum how to get in touch with, dig a big frickin' hole. We did it too. No, when we started, actually, we just started blowing them up above ground. We just went out to ghost towns and blew them apart. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube. Let's go check YouTube. I think YouTube actually does have that. If they don't, I've got it and I'll upload it. I found I was looking up UFOs on BearShare before BearShare and BearFlix and BearFuck and whatever splintered off. Oh, speaking of YouTube. Now, I know most people have half a brain and know what Google is. Google just bought YouTube for $1.6 billion with a B. That's pretty good for a site that isn't all that old. So, I mean, hey. Atomic Bomb. Let's see. Yes, type in atomic bomb and the third one down is an atomic bomb test in 1946. And if it's the one I'm thinking of, basically what they do is fire it out of a cannon, a super cannon, and then just trigger it before it hits. So. Bikini Atoll, 1946. I'm not sure if this is... No, this isn't coming through. Okay. They basically blew it up over the water, it looks like. So, whoop-de-doo. It ain't the one I've got. The one I've got, They literally dropped it off in a ghost town. And it just leveled everything. So, it's... They've got a lot of bullshit about that. Paul... Oh, okay. Taurus has put a couple of... Google bought it. Google bought YouTube. So, now you can be assured that when you type in something, you will get hits that mean absolutely nothing to what you're searching. Oh, wait, they do that already. What is this? Oh, okay. Basically, according to this, they just throw it down a thing, blow it up, and it caves in the area around it, burying it. It being the interwebs. Terrorist, are you sure you aren't one of the freaky furry friends? That are the only ones that I've heard that use to interwebs for to describe the internet. I've never heard that phrase before. So, but yeah, I got about 7 minutes left since I started. So, oh, they got a YouTube thing for underground testing. YouTube.com/watch?v=C0O(N6)K9(E)t(0). If you can follow all that, you're better than I am. Let's see, what is this? It's supposedly an underground test video. I'd love to know how they got this. And I'm sure this is if you look up atomic... Oh, nuclear weapon. Okay. Oh, wicked. 1962, of course. You know, I will say this quick one thing about nuclear weapons. I think the U.S. is being stupidly hypocritical in saying that North Korea cannot have nuclear weapons when we've got enough to blow the whole world clear to hell. And I don't care, you know, all you guys can say, but we need them to defend ourselves. No, you don't. Nobody's going to be stupid enough to set one of those things off. You know what we need to do? If we want everybody to take us seriously... If we want everybody to say, my God, the U.S. is actually serious about nuclear bombs being a threat, here's how you do it, folks. Disarm them. Take all of them down. Or at least take all of them down so that you only have enough to counter the second highest person. I think we've got like 2,300 more than anybody. You can't tell me we can't dismantle 1,000 of them and still not feel safe, and we'd still have over 1,200 nukes, more than any other country on the planet. We can do it. We just won't. Why? Oh, because then the quote-unquote other nations will see us as weak. Bullshit. They see us as weak anyway. You know, we're not the strongest nation anymore. I don't even think we're ranked in the top 10. And most of it isn't military strength. It isn't military that's affecting it, although our military is pretty much scattered everywhere but here. It isn't the fact that it's our economy, even though that's sank so far into the toilet that we could... I don't think we'll ever see a positive income again, unless we disperse the federal bank and actually have the government printing its own money again. Essentially, what the government needs to do is declare bankruptcy and start from scratch, printing their own money, and then that would help. You know why we're the weakest country? Because we're pussies. Unless we have the biggest weapons and the biggest guns and the biggest this and the biggest that, we bitch. We complain. And oh, do we complain when somebody else tries to join the game. Oh, but see, we're the only ones allowed to have them. Why? So we can nuke everybody else off the map? It's not like if we do that, there'll be anything left living for anyway. Who did I piss off in the room now? We proposed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and never signed it. Yeah! We proposed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which basically means that all developing of new nuclear weapons will cease. And we never signed it. Korea never did. Why? Because we never did. Iran probably never did. Why? We never did. We need to put our money where our fat mouth is. And believe me, it's a fat mouth. Have you seen how much we consume? It's a very fat mouth, okay? So, to wrap the show up, all you fans, stop feeding your fat mouths, since I know almost all of you are American. And start... I'll tell you the main reason that we are so weak. It's because we can't think for ourselves. Okay? And in that sense, most nations are weak now. I don't think there really are many strong nations anymore, where the people are the ones that the government is afraid of, and not the other way around. Of course, the government's going to be strong because they're the ones who everybody thinks have all the answers. No. There was something I read, and I'll leave you with this thought, something I read in Sandman's book that was dealing with the story of Augustus, the emperor. And he said that people surprise him because they always blindly follow leaders, even though the leaders have no more sense of direction than the people following them do. They just follow their dreams. You know, it might not suck so bad if a few of us remembered that that's all we need to do. And maybe it might make the world worth living in again. Catch you later.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios. Go out and play.
I did not come here tonight to make you laugh. I came here to sell you something. I wanted to pay particular attention because of the amazing Master Tool Corporation, a subsidiary of Fly-By-Night Industries, has entrusted who? Me, to show you the handiest and the dandiest kitchen tool you've ever seen. And don't you want to know how it works?
There, now I'm working. God, I hate NeoSound. Trying to record something off of... V for Vendetta, which I downloaded a few days ago. And because I was trying to record something off of there as an MP3, I had to use POS Neosound, and you need to determine which thing your sound is coming from, microphone, stereo, phone line, whatever. And I hadn't turned it from stereo mix back to microphone, so of course I start talking here and it doesn't get anything. Don't you just love it when things work right? I know my clock is off because it says 12:01 here and I'm still not in the room yet. Or it's still not showing that I'm in there or that I'm playing, which is fine because it really cut Flash in the Pan off way too early. I mean, there are about 11 songs that played. Let's see here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, playing song number 10. Or song number 9. Risers, next on Mediaphilia. And the FBC request little promo were in there too, so I don't know what's going on. I think after this Wednesday, I think I'm just dropping Flash in the Pan because that thing just seems to be more trouble than it's worth. I'll keep the archive up, but I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to put much more into that because there's no point. It never plays. I mean, that script is just so fucked up that it refuses to behave. So we'll ditch that part. Anyway, since it says I am now live, this is Raving Rendell with Rendell's Ravings. Really stupid title, yes, I know, but hey, it works. You know, it distinguishes me from the rest of the ranters on the net, which I guess is a good thing. Let's get the bullshit out of the way. We've got Thought of the Day here.
Well, let me think about it. If, as an apparently non-corporeal universal concept, I can think.
Today's Thought of the Day comes from Confucius. And I'm pretty certain I'm murdering that enunciation, but hey, I doubt he cares, okay? Without feelings of respect, what is there to distinguish men from beasts? You know, that's a good question. Sad to say, most furries probably came and answer that one. And yes, it is back. So here we go. Yes, the Bozo Criminal for today is back. It moved back to electricferret.com, which is also home to the Role Player Mortuary, which I do recommend. It is some fabulous reading. Some of how people get killed in that thing is just strange. Anyway, thanks to Bozo Newshawk Phyllis Scheifler for sending in today's report. From Avon, Ohio, comes the story of Bozos Mark Harper and Robert Lynch, who robbed a jewelry store, taking several items. Our Bozos may have gotten away with their crime, except for one small thing. As they were driving home, they began going through their loot, saving valuable stuff and throwing jewelry boxes and other assorted items out the car window. Police received several calls about a vehicle driving erratically and tossing items on the highway. Our Bozos were stopped by the cops and charged with armed robbery and littering. You know, that's just one of those things. You see it sometimes. It looks cute on movies, but don't do it. You know, these are the same people who you honestly hope they think that somebody shooting themselves in the head and living looks really cool and that they just have to try it. Because they will very quickly remove themselves from being contributors of the gene pool. I don't get people like that. And I've said before, I think part of why I don't get things like that is I've seen what jails are like and what prisons are like through my dad and hearing his stories. I can't imagine anybody wanting to go there. You know, apparently some people do. I don't know if this is a folk tale or whatnot, but one of the stories I remember hearing, I felt sorry for the guy. A guy, what the fuck are you doing, Kat? If you get back there, you'll never get out. Speaking of stupid, thank God he has been clipped. We don't need idiot kittens. I hope you fall back there. We've got a huge wooden futon, and it's right, it's up against the wall as far as it can go, and still have room to unfold if it needs to. And he is sticking his head back there. Yes, I'm talking about you. He's sitting there looking at me like, oh, I didn't do nothing. Now go chase the light. Yo, stupid, light, chase it. Be more intelligent than what you were trying to do. Just stick something way too big in an opening way too small. Anyway, there was a guy who apparently in the 70s, 60s or 70s got arrested for armed robbery, got like 20 years in jail, and he got so comfortable there that when he did his time, he couldn't handle the outside world, so he robbed he committed armed robbery again and was put in jail for another 20 years. So I don't know if that's a folk tale or whatnot. I'm sure somebody's heard of that little anecdote before, so hopefully you can either tell me I'm full of shit or, you know, say, oh yeah, I heard about that. In fact, I know who that was, and here's their address, and, you know, stuff like that. Yes, I lag a little bit. For some odd reason, my processor's just not behaving. So, I still haven't gotten any mail from you yahoos either. I don't know what's up with you guys, but maybe I'm just not talking about anything you want to hear about, in which case, fuck you and send me topics then. You know, I can't talk about what you're interested in if I don't know what you're interested in. It doesn't really work that way. So, while I'm insulting people, let's do the roll call. Rizzler, J. Yifbot, FBC player, Sirius away. Dowry, J's double is here. Me and Taurus, who's not at work. Amazing. Anyway, check my lack of mail here. So, probably just still getting spam. I joined a safe list on the Rendell's Ravings name just so I can keep it active. I never read any of it. It's just ads. So I just go through like I'm doing now because there is nothing here and just click, 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 delete. It's all I have to do. And I'm fairly certain that Podomatic didn't have anything. At least it didn't last I checked. I don't know. We will find out, I guess, won't we? If Podomatic ever connects. Come on. We've had a lot of problems with Verizon lately. I don't know what's going on, but Verizon is just totally fucking themselves over. I wasn't even sure if I'd have an internet connection to do this, so. Which I'm sure a lot of people... Whoops, there goes Jay's double. So I hope we didn't get him in trouble. C was at class, so I don't know, he might have, maybe the bugle sound was too loud and it made him do something stupid and then he got caught by his teacher or something. So, it's possible, you never know. Last day to register to vote, thank you, Taurus, I did not know that. I don't know what good voting is going to do this time. Does anybody else know? Rio! Hey there, Rio. I registered last week and I'm off to check out the local Democratic headquarters. Have fun. The Democrats here are pussies, so... I'm sorry, they are. The Democrats here, and I think this goes for most Democrats, at least the ones I've heard of, all seem to think that the only thing you need to do to change anything is stand with a cardboard sign and wave at traffic. Oh? Not last I checked. You need to, you know, actually get active. Getting active doesn't mean standing and waving on a street corner. You know, that's I don't get that. I really don't. And Stars just went away. You know, I wouldn't put it past him to have just gotten up now, and he's going to the Democratic headquarters. One more time, for those of you who don't get it. We do not care if you're away, if you're busy, if you're at school, if you're at work, if you're fucking your dog. We want you to leave if you are going to be gone, okay? It makes no sense. I'll admit, I just did it today. I broke my own rule because I had housework to do. And I didn't want to log out and log back in and end up running into the fact that, thanks to Verizon, I can't get on IRC now. So, but honestly, I mean, I come in usually about 11 o'clock because that's when Flash in the Pan is. So I sit in there, and that way if people comment on it, I know it. And like I said, I think I'm just dropping Flash in the Pan after tomorrow because this is like the fourth or fifth time that it hasn't played for the full hour. So I don't see the point in it. You know, I'll do something weird tomorrow because Friday I'm leaving anyway, so I won't be able to do one Sunday. I'll be on the train. Or no, I'll be in Winona. Most likely. Probably in between. Where is my little thing? Yes, for the 454th time, I am going to Minnesota. So if there are any Minnesotan furs that listen to this, I will be in Rochester from the 15th to the 29th, visiting my folks and visiting some friends, and we'll probably go to Montevideo for a day or two or go up and visit the Mall of America. I always want to do that at least once. I know it doesn't really ever change, but it's so much fun just to snoop through. I know for my sister and my mom and my dad that it's old news because they live next to it. I mean, Rochester is an hour away. You know, you want to go to the Mall of America? Okay, let's go. Hop in. An hour later, you're there. You can hop into your car at 7 in the morning, be there by 8, and leave at 6, you know, leave at 7:30 and be home by bedtime. So, which I'd love to do someday. I'd love to get there when they open and leave when they close. That'd be so fucking awesome. I'm not even sure when they close, because they got a couple of bars there. Up on the fourth floor, they have a couple of bars. And they've got movie Cineplex there. So, I don't know, you know, it depends on what time the Cineplex would close, I would assume, because the one over here, I mean, they got shows running until early morning sometimes. They'll have like a 9 p.m. show, and there are even a couple of times they'll have an 11:30 p.m. show, so if the movie's popular enough. I don't think they've got any of those right now. Sorry about the knuckle cracking. I ended up doing housework today, taking out the garbage and scrubbing the floors, and I am sore because I don't pussy out. I don't use a mop, okay? Mops are all nice and, you know, whatnot, but half the time they don't do any good. You gotta really lean down on them to get anything up, because most of them now just have like a little Brillo side you flip over and you try to grind it into the floor. I've never found one that works. And then they always, for some dumbass reason, put plastic on either end, about a quarter of an inch of plastic on either end of the mop sponge, so that you can't get to the cracks underneath your cupboards. You have to get down on the floor and scrub that. So I just figure, what the fuck? I'll grab my scrubbing thing and I'll get on my hands and knees and scrub the floor. So, you know, it doesn't bug me. It does, but I'd rather have it done that way and do it right and have it looking good than just go over it with a mop and have it look so-so. You know, if I'm going to do a job, I'm going to do it well. So let's try and do it. That's another reason I'm dropping Flash in the Pan. I just can't get into it. I've given myself this next one will be the 20th episode. And I just really don't find myself caring about it. I honestly thought it would be fun, and for a couple of weeks it was. But it's lost its luster, you know. It's just, every, you know, I'll still go down and hunt down MySpace people and whatnot, but I don't see the point in it. It doesn't get listened to, because half the time the script cuts it off. And when it does get listened to, I mean, it's just like the ravings. Here, I don't get feedback on it. I don't hear anything. So, yes, I'm being a whiny emo artist. Okay, fuck you. I went off on this tangent last Tuesday, too, when I had my encoder fuck up. And according to this, a few people have downloaded that. How many people? I did go pro in Podomatic, in case you didn't know, and that is fucking sweet. Because I can now check out where people are downloading from. Which, I'll be honest, if you want details, don't upgrade, because you won't get them. All it gives you is a Yahoo map, a topographical map of the world, and it puts up little flags. Now, the world is a big fucking place, so these flags, I mean, I can't even see most of the U.S., and it isn't that I have a pantload of people downloading. It's just that these flags are so big, and you mouse over them, and it doesn't tell you anything. At least it doesn't on mine. I wish there was an option for that, where you could toggle that, and, because I'd toggle it to where I don't have a map. I'd just have it broken down by country. Or if, in the U.S., have it broken down by state, because that would be informative. If I have a lot of people in the Midwest, used to live there, I could talk about some things. If I had a lot of people on the East Coast, you know, I could learn about that and talk about things they might enjoy, or, you know, the West Coast here. I just don't, you know, I'm trying to find ways to get you guys more active in it, and I'm not saying I want you to write in, you know, 50 letters every week and force me to read all those on the air. That ain't it. I just need some more input, you know. And this is a problem I'm seeing with a lot of the FBCs. Most of us DJs on here don't hear anything from you. You know, you sit there and you say, oh, yeah, Furry Network. Oh, this is cool. Yay, whoop-de-doo. Entertain us. Huh? Okay, fine. How do you want me to entertain you? Oh, I don't know. Just throw anything out, and if I like it, fine. If not, okay. I just won't tell you, and I just won't listen. Well, gee, Homer, thank you. You know, you couldn't have been any more vague if you tried. But does anybody else see that? I mean, you know, fuck all the fans out there for now, because apparently they won't write to me anyway. Fellow DJs on the FBC, this is Jay, this is Razor, this is Taurus, of anybody who does a show on the FBC, how much feedback do you get? You know, Jay just had his last episode of Brain Stew, episode 50, even though I tried to nudge him and say, well, look, if you're trying to go for seasons, do two more and you'll have your fourth season. You won't have to worry about it. I don't think he's going to do that, though. And I'll admit, I didn't send anything in for it. He asked, and I just didn't have the time. But how many people, A, care, because most of the shoutbox stuff I see is not from really anybody other than the DJs. B, sent something in, but just sent in, you know, oh, we'll miss you, what's replacing it? How many people even knew it, even know it's gone? If I were to disappear now, I mean completely disappear, that would leave a whole six programs where I used to be. Four for Slash in a Pan, two live and two replayed, and two for Rendo's Ravings. One live, one replayed. How many people would even know that I had gone? Yeah, I'm looking at the map now, and it's a pretty worthless map. 15 downloads from somebody, and I'm assuming that's somebody who hit the archive. Two from me, because I'm testing the links. One in, apparently, the middle of the Pacific Ocean. one down around Florida, and one over in the Midwest, over, I'm guessing, around the Dakotas. But, or is that 17 downloads? Okay. The problem is it only lists those that are downloaded from your podcast page. I've got my whole archive on there now, and it doesn't count those. If it isn't posted on your podcast page, it doesn't count them. So, let's see, map. Okay, that didn't do any good. Satellite is the same thing as that. So I'll go map. It looks slightly easier. I'm guessing the one little one is Hawaii, which explains why I only have one download from there. I probably scared them. But it looks like a good majority of them are in the Midwest. Anyway. I don't know. You know, I see where... I think part of my problem was listening to Two Cents and assuming that there was still a crowd for that. Even though I've listened to Brain Stews and I know how hard it is for Jay to get any kind of reaction, I figured, okay, he's being too tame, he's being too political, he's being too this or whatever. I'll just go on and I'll just rant, which is what Two used to do, and maybe that way we'll wake people up. Well, that obviously isn't working either. And yes, I will admit, it was fairly stupid of me to think that I could do what, you know, that I could step in easily and do something that Two's been doing for probably a dozen years now. So, but hey, I'm a guy. Okay, we're not known for our intelligence, or at least not in that area. But yeah, I mean, how many... I played a song on Sunday, and I may play it this time too. It's a cute song, but I think it really, really shows a problem. It's called You Don't Need an iPod, and it's just, it's a stupid little song, probably, or most of you will think so. I honestly don't. I think it's very helpful. The gist of it is that people don't seem to know much about the term podcast. They still think podcast, because of the pod part, you need an iPod to listen to it. You know, you can't listen to it any other way. And what was funny is I was sitting there chuckling about it, and Maylind asked me what I was laughing at. And I said, well, this thing, because this person is stupid enough to think that you need an iPod to listen to a podcast. And what scared me is she got pissy because she thought the same thing. I don't get it. How the fuck does she think I'm listening to podcasts? I sure as hell don't have an iPod. I asked her that. I said, well, how do you think I'm listening to them? She said, Sam. I honestly didn't know you could listen to anything in Sam, and by the looks, and you can't. You can't open anything in Sam. You can download it and then play it through Sam, but if you download it, Sam only reads MP3s. So, or WAV files, you know, very standard sound files, so... If you can listen to it on Sam, you can listen to it on anything. You know, so I don't get why she was so surprised by that when she knows I listen to podcasts. I just don't, you know, I just don't download them all. Some I listen to on Podomatic. Some I listen to on, Some I listen to on, Winamp, some on even just Windows Media Player. So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't get why people think that it should be so difficult. But, you know, I guess it is. Another thing I don't get is why, and this is going back to the point, why people assume when they don't comment and they don't, you know, chat with or let people know what they think, why, when things disappear, they're all of a sudden so surprised? You didn't comment. You didn't let us know anything. You didn't let us know yay or nay. You know, we threw our thing out. I've thrown Podomatic Podmail out. I've thrown Yahoo Podmail out. I've let you know where my Quickenex little form feeder is. I mean, I've got three ways for you guys to contact me. The only person who's done four ways, actually, because you can contact me through the FBC website, through private message. And the only person who's done so, other than Jay, for letting me know stuff about the FBC or the Top 40 or whatnot, the only other person to do it is Tornado Creator, who was probably my one in England. But you're starting to see the point, I hope. If you want the FBC to keep on going, yes, money is nice. Yes, if you want to buy stuff, go for it. You honestly want to know the best way to keep us on the air and keep us caring? Let us know. Is that so hard? Case in point, I'm looking at the FBC website right now. The shout box, the most recent post is Tornado Creator, letting people know basically the same thing I'm just telling you. People send emails for Bunny Suicide. I didn't get any for the last show. You want to know when the next post was? From Tornado Creator again. Let's see. The 28th of September. So, 29th, 30th. For 8 days. That shout box stayed empty. And that's, you know, that's just kind of sad. You, and I'm saying you, yes, I'm talking to the fans here. And I'll be the first to admit, I'm not very good at sending in feedback myself. But 9 times out of 10, the whole reason that I'm not doing it is because I've got other things to do. I'm working for the FBC now. I do 3 shows a week. I'm also hunting down music for artists when I'm doing 1 show, which means I'm uploading those. I'm also helping Jay keep up with the Top 40. So, you know, excuse me if I say I've got a little bit of an excuse because I do enough for the FBC already. You know, I'll listen to the shows, and usually if I'm listening to a show, I'll be in the chat room. And usually if the show is on, the person whose show it is in the chat room. So I just talk to them directly. I don't even see most of you guys. Majora was a good fan because he was in the chat room and he would talk to me. He would interact. Taurus is a good one too. He is in the chat room a lot. A lot. He almost never leaves. If he ever leaves, I'm not even sure if he does. But he comes in and he keeps tabs. He keeps talking. Yeah. The last mail that I got was from Tornado Creator. And it was on September 4th. So, you know, hey, you guys know how to get in touch with me. If you don't, I will say it very slowly, because apparently you are on the special bus. Rendell's Ravings. at either yahoo.com or podomatic.com. Matt, MattUlmen, dot quickconnects, QUI, and hold on so I can get this completely right, QUIKONNEX.com is a little form that you can send out, and I'll get it the moment you hit send. Or go into the FBC, get into the forum, and send me a private message. Just send it to Raving Rendell. You know, is this so hard, people? I've just given you four ways that you can get in touch with me. So, I don't really know what I'm naming this one. Guidelines for the fans. Because the fans apparently need it. Or better yet, how to act like a true fan. And it's easy, you know. All you gotta do is, even if it's just once a month, say, hey, I think you're doing a good job, or say, hey, I think you could work on this. I don't care if it's positive or negative, okay? I've never cared. You want to know what one of the best comments I ever got on anything was? It was on a story. It's up on YifStar, I think. And it was strictly them saying that the story was very disturbing. Well, good, because it was supposed to be. It was a story that was, it was an erotic story set up as a group rape scene, basically. So yes, this was supposed to be disturbing. Thank you. It means I accomplished what I wanted to. So I forced people to take a look at something that was rather ugly. Whether they found it arousing, I don't know. There's part of me that certainly doesn't hope so. But there's another part of me, which is the part that wrote it, that found it arousing in the first place. So, you know, I'm not here to judge the fans. I'm here to tell the fans what we need from them. Money is nice. I'm not going to say it isn't, you know. If money wasn't important, I wouldn't have put a donation button on podcast.com. And yes, I did. I don't see the point in not having it up there. If you like this and you want to send me a buck or two, go ahead. You know, I'm not going to turn it down. I'm not that proud. And a lot of people will probably turn this off saying, well, he's just fishing for money. No. Like I said, I honestly don't care. You want to donate something to me? Go right ahead. I'm trying to find out a way to make a logo or a banner for myself of some kind that I can put on a bumper sticker or a t-shirt or even a hat. I've worked with Cafe Press before, and yes, I know a lot of people are groaning at Cafe Press because they do suck. Okay, I'll be the first to admit it. I've been working with them for years because of my dad's website, EagleEntertainmentUSA.com. If you want to go over there, go right ahead. I'm trying to think of what even one of our websites is, because I know we've got a couple of stores over there. I'm going to cut my nail. Ah, fuck. That hurt much more than it should have. I lost my poor nail. I can't draw blood anymore. Sucks to be me. There. Could still draw blood with probably a couple of them, though. But look at it this way, fans. And yes, I know I have at least one fan, so I'm hoping I have at least one fan. If not, this is kind of redundant. I may have to put it up in a blog post, too, say, okay, quick rundown of what I'm going to be saying here. I'll probably just post that little part of it in the podcast notes. So, but just, you know, a lot of people, I guess, you know, and I'll, like I said, I'll be the first to admit, I'm not good at sending back feedback either. But I think a lot of people really need to slap themselves when they ask why show X, which was doing so well, got pulled off the air? Well, most likely because there was no response to it. If a show doesn't get a response, the show doesn't stay. That's how marketing works. If the product or if the message isn't working, you change the product or message, or you dump it all together. So, I mean, that's, I don't care how much of an idiot you are in marketing or anything like that. That's just the basic law of supply and demand. You've got a supply, but is there a demand for it? Well, if people just sit and point and whisper and say, oh, that looks so good, but, you know, I just don't know if I'll buy it. If enough people say that, it doesn't matter if a whole planet likes it. If nobody buys it, they're going to disappear. They're going to call it a failed product. And, of course, then about a day later, everybody who was sitting on their fat-ass wallets will say, but I liked that. Well, then you should have bought one. Duh. How hard is this? You know, do people even think about this shit, or am I just the only schmuck who seems to have too much time to do it? Because I would sincerely hope that somebody does. You know, I would hope that this is bugging somebody enough that, you know, even if it's just another show host, I hope this bugs somebody enough that they will take this topic and they'll go along and they'll touch up more on it, because I think a lot of people need to hear it. I think it just makes sense for a lot of people to talk about this, especially considering we're a fledgling little radio station yet, okay? Right now, when Rendell's Ravings came on the air, there were three people listening, or excuse me, four people. Four people. Now, if you don't think that's small potatoes, go to shoutcast.com, go to Live 365, you know, go to your whatever of choice, and look up, and just land on the front page, and look at the amount of people listening to anything on the front page. It's usually in the thousands, okay? To get to a point where you're listening to, like, oh, maybe four people, you have to go through about, if we're talking the main page, probably about 150 pages before you'll even see something in the single digits. So we are on the far end of the totem pole there. So I don't know. Maybe that is just something that you guys think is just okay, you know? Oh, well, Jay knows that we like the FBC, and, you know, Taurus knows that we love his show, and everybody knows everything, and, you know, we'll just sit here and be good little quiet fans. Fine by me. Don't argue with me when I go bye-bye, then. I've been putting up with the shit of little to no feedback for 11 years. If not longer. And I'll be the first to admit, I am not somebody who really is all that much in favor of, how do I put this? Really not all that much in favor of whoring out products. Yes, I go on traffic exchanges and promote website links. Yes, sometimes I'll even make a page, a custom page for that product to put before people. But I don't spam them with it. I put it out there, the message is there, it is up to them to decide if they want to do anything else. I almost never pressure people. I don't like it. I don't like it when people do it to me. In fact, it's because of that weakness, or at least most people would consider it one, then I am in such shitty financial shape when it comes to working with businesses online. Because one of the first people I ever talked to on the phone from a business I'm working in said, the first words out of her mouth were, now that I've talked to you, I suppose you want me to upgrade. Upgrading at this point would have cost about $113. You can imagine how quickly I backpedaled. I didn't want her to. I just wanted her to say hi and answer any questions she had so that she didn't stumble around blindly, because I know it's a good system. I know it can work if you have somebody there to help you. And because of that conversation, I haven't really picked up the phone again. I've called a couple of people I had called before then. But I don't call anybody now, because I'm just petrified that they're going to think, oh, well, okay, a telemarketer part. And, you know, and this goes out to Rob Gehring in particular. For those of you who think, well, they signed up, they gave you their number, therefore they aren't going to treat you like a telemarketer, let me know what drug you're on, okay? People still treat you like shit when you call. I know. I've had it happen, and I don't like it. And I know people don't like it when they're calling me up and I've signed up for something and I treat them like shit. And usually it's just because they have no fucking clue what time to call. So they call at the stupidest times. So I don't get it. You know, why the... You know, I'm really starting to wonder how people like to Jacoby J. Austin Wolfclaw, how people who have gotten so entrenched, Auburn, how people who have gotten so entrenched or so, how do I want to say this? This is the point in the show when I start coming up with a brilliant idea and can't figure out the words to put it before you. How they got their presence so established, especially considering probably most of them get the normal amount of feedback, i.e., you know, 0 to maybe, if they're lucky, 20 a week. And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh, 20 a week, that's a lot of feedback. That's barely 3 a day, okay? That's 1 every 8 hours. That's not much, okay? That is really not all that much. Am I whining? Maybe. You know, I'll leave that up to you guys. And you may have a while to think about it, because, like I said, on Friday I leave for Minnesota. I'm going to be in Minnesota from the 3rd. I'm going to leave here the 13th. I'm going to come back the 30th, or the 31st. I'll come back in time to do my Halloween show, which I have no clue what the fuck I'm going to do. Anyway, I will try to do a show from Minnesota. I make no promises, but I am going to try and do a show from Minnesota. Or at least one, if not two ravings from Minnesota. It depends on what we're doing. I mean, if we decide on Tuesday that we're going to go up to Montevideo, I'm not going to hang around Minnesota until, oh, let's see, 2 p.m. and then do my show, upload it, which is going to take for fucking ever because my parents are on dial-up, upload it, and, you know, get all that settled around when all I really need to do is just walk out the door. I may just tell Jay, look, tomorrow, i.e. Wednesday, I'll do my little thing for Flash in the Pan, but then I'm just going to take off. You know, you do a best of, pick one and run it. or just set the thing to pick one and run it. So, because I don't want to do 4 or 5 in advance. I was honestly thinking about it for quite a while, of making a backlog of ravings. But the way this works is that I basically sign on and I start talking. I don't know where it's going to take me. I don't know how long it's going to take me to get there. I don't know if I'll ever get there. I may start at point A and end up at point D and have traversed B and C completely. You know, or I might have just ignored them. I may have just gone from having 2 or 3 sentences on A to, oh, by the way, and then go off on D and never touch A again. So doing these on the fly, Land O'Lakes. What about Land O'Lakes, Stairs? So doing this on the fly is really how I prefer to do it, because that's how I'm used to. I don't script it. I basically talk about whatever is the first thing that comes into my head. If I run that point out, which sometimes I do, I go on to point B. You can't really do a backlog on stuff like that, because what if the thing that I'm going to start talking about is, well, here. Okay, quick topic. What if I were to think that today would be a really good day to do, since it's the first Tuesday I've had since it happened, to talk about North Korea? How many people, number one, would even listen to that? I mean, yeah, North Korea. Little fat guy who loves porn movies just set off a nuclear bomb underground, which I still don't know how the hell they can do that. It's like, you're talking underground. Now, a bomb, I've seen the mushroom cloud that that thing can make. If you're detonating it that powerfully, what are you doing, tossing this thing down a 5-mile mine shaft, and when it's halfway down, just pushing the button? How do they explode something that potent underground and not blow half of their country off? So, you know, I could go off on an hour probably for that. But what would be the point? Because by the time that would air, which would be next week, I mean, I doubt many people even know or care about the North Korean supposed successful nuclear test or not. But how many people are going to, you know, take that 2 or 3, and how many are going to know or care unless they literally nuke Japan off the map? How many are going to know or care in a week? So I can't really do a daily topic thing or a current topic thing, because that current topic might not be something anybody even remembers by the time the show airs. So it's... Oh, just got back and heard you talking about Minnesota. Yes, the land of 10,000 lakes, supposedly, although I have a shirt that says it's actually the land of over 15,000 lakes. So that's really fun. But yeah, you know, that's just my thoughts on it. You know, I've told you guys ad nauseum how to get in touch with, dig a big frickin' hole. We did it too. No, when we started, actually, we just started blowing them up above ground. We just went out to ghost towns and blew them apart. If you don't believe me, go on YouTube. Let's go check YouTube. I think YouTube actually does have that. If they don't, I've got it and I'll upload it. I found, I was looking up UFOs on BearShare before BearShare and BearFlix and BearFuck and whatever splintered off. Oh, speaking of YouTube. Now, I know most people have half a brain and know what Google is. Google just bought YouTube for $1.6 billion with a B. That's pretty good for a site that isn't all that old. So, I mean, hey, atomic bomb. Let's see. Yes, Type in atomic bomb, and the third one down is an atomic bomb test in 1946. And if it's the one I'm thinking of, basically what they do is fire it out of a cannon, a super cannon, and then just trigger it before it hits. So. Bikini Atoll, 1946. I'm not sure if this is... No, this isn't coming through. Okay. They basically blew it up over the water, it looks like. So, whoop-de-doo. It ain't the one I've got. The one I've got, they literally dropped it off in a ghost town. And it just leveled everything. So, it's... They've got a lot of bullshit about that. Paul... Oh, okay. Tarsus put a couple of... Google... Yeah, Google bought it. Google bought YouTube. So... Now you can be assured that when you type in something, you will get hits that mean absolutely nothing to what you're searching. Oh, wait, they do that already. What is this? Oh, okay. Basically, according to this, they just throw it down a thing, blow it up, and it caves in the area around it, burying it. It being the interwebs. Terrorist, are you sure you aren't one of the freaky furry friends? That are the only ones that I've heard that use to interwebs for to describe the internet. I've never heard that phrase before. So, but yeah, I got about 7 minutes left since I started. So, well, they got a YouTube thing for underground testing. YouTube.com/watch?n6Kn9EV0. If you can follow all that, you're better than I am. Let's see, what is this? It's supposedly an underground test video. I'd love to know how they got this. And I'm sure this is if you look up atomic... Oh, nuclear weapon. Okay. Oh, wicked. 1962, of course. You know, I will say this quick one thing about nuclear weapons. I think the U.S. is being stupidly hypocritical in saying that North Korea cannot have nuclear weapons when we've got enough to blow the whole world clear to hell. And I don't care, you know, all you guys can say, but we need them to defend ourselves. No, you don't. Nobody's going to be stupid enough to set one of those things off. You know what we need to do? If we want everybody to take us seriously... If we want everybody to say, my God, the U.S. is actually serious about nuclear bombs being a threat. Here's how you do it, folks. Disarm them. Take all of them down. Or at least take all of them down so that you only have enough to counter the second highest person. I think we've got like 2,300 more than anybody. You can't tell me we can't dismantle 1,000 of them and still not feel safe when we'd still have over 1,200 nukes, more than any other country on the planet. We can do it. We just won't. Why? Oh, because then the quote-unquote other nations will see us as weak. Bullshit. They see us as weak anyway. You know, we're not the strongest nation anymore. I don't even think we're ranked in the top 10. And most of it, it isn't military strength. It isn't military that's affecting it, although our military is pretty much scattered everywhere but here. It isn't the fact that we've got, it isn't the fact that it's our economy, even though that's sank so far into the toilet that we could, I don't think we'll ever see a positive income again, unless we disperse the federal bank and actually have the government printing its own money again. Essentially, what the government needs to do is declare bankruptcy and start from scratch, printing their own money, and then that would help. You know why we're the weakest country? Because we're pussies. Unless we have the biggest weapons and the biggest guns and the biggest this and the biggest that, we bitch. We complain. And oh, do we complain when somebody else tries to join the game. Oh, but see, we're the only ones allowed to have them. Why? So we can nuke everybody else off the map? It's not like if we do that, there'll be anything left living for anyway. Who did I piss off in the room now? We proposed the Non-Proliferation Treaty and never signed it. Yeah! We proposed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which basically means that all developing of new nuclear weapons will cease. And we never signed it. Korea never did. Why? Because we never did. Iran probably never did. Why? We never did. We need to put our money where our fat mouth is. And believe me, it's a fat mouth. Have you seen how much we consume? It's a very fat mouth, okay? So, to wrap the show up, all you fans, stop feeding your fat mouths, since I know almost all of you are American. And start... I'll tell you the main reason that we are so weak. It's because we can't think for ourselves. Okay? And in that sense, most nations are weak now. I don't think there really are many strong nations anymore, where the people are the ones that the government is afraid of, and not the other way around. Of course, the government's going to be strong because they're the ones who everybody thinks have all the answers. No. There was something I read, and I'll leave you with this thought. Something I read in Sandman's book that was dealing with the story of Augustus, the emperor. And he said that people surprised him because they always blindly follow leaders, even though the leaders have no more sense of direction than the people following them do. They just follow their dreams. You know, it might not suck so bad if a few of us remembered that that's all we need to do. And maybe it might make the world worth living in again. Catch you later.
It's a beautiful night out there, isn't it, boys and girls? I haven't seen a night quite like this in 100 years. In fact, this is no night to be inside. Let's turn off our radios.